Rockandwrestlingpodcast.podomatic.com. You left that part out. That's important.
Yeah, but everything else I think was on point.
The reason I sound like a female to male transgender person is because I was at Riot Fest all weekend screaming my voice out to Alkaline Trio and shit.
Yeah.
A great fucking weekend. My shoes are ruined because of mud. Somebody may have died during System of a Down. It was fucking crazy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they were about to play fucking Soldier Side and BYOB. And then, like, they were telling, like, security told them to stop. And they're like, oh, they're telling us to stop playing. That either means we suck or somebody's hurt.
Ooh.
And so they were getting people out. And,
oh, shit. Did they get to finish?
Yeah, they finished.
Yeah.
They were singing it. And, like, it was like, this is weird singing. It's like people are actually like dying right in front of me. They started doing BYOB and they stopped them midway through BYOB to get more people out. Fucking.
Wow.
And then they kept playing. So they didn't get to play Cigar, which is my favorite System of a Down song.
That sucks.
Yeah. Because that song's about my penis.
Yeah. How was the D?
The D was great. The D was great. They played a couple songs from all three of their albums.
Nice.
They didn't play Wonder Boy, which broke my heart.
Oh, I love that. I do that song at karaoke.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I can play on my guitar.
I love that song. Yeah. That sucks.
They didn't play.
You know, I've never listened to Rise of the Phoenix.
Me, I think I listened to it once.
I've never gotten around to it, and I don't know why. And it's been out, what, like 4 years now? 3 years?
3 years, yeah.
Yeah. It's been out for a while. I don't know. Every time I think to go download something, it's always something else, and I never think of it. And then I thought I had got it from Brian, but I guess I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I've never listened to that song.
Who else did I see? Against Me played a surprise after show. They announced like the day before. So it was like $5 if you RSVP and got there before they filled up. So I fucking jumped in an Uber, went all the way up to the fucking place, got there on time, got my wristband, paid my $5, got to see an awesome fucking Against Me show.
Fuck yeah, dude.
That was fucking sweet.
Fuck yeah.
Who else did I see?
Got your picture drawn.
I got my picture drawn. That was during the Riot Fest set, the festival set, not the after party show.
Oh, but that was Against Me, though?
That was Against Me, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, some guy that sketches fucking concerts and shit, he sketched Against Me set, and you see a fucking Negro with a fresh fade and glasses and a Bruce Wayne jawline. I'm like, that's got to be T-Bird Black.
That's got to be.
So I go on Twitter and I'm like, hey, thanks for drawing me in that Against Me sketch, just being assumptuous that I am. And he was like, were you the one wearing that awesome WWE t-shirt? Because wearing my NXT Unstoppable shirt.
Nice.
Which got me hella compliments in Fight Owens Fight Chants. And one.
Oh, really?
And one Fat Owens Fat Chant.
Everybody should have turned around and beat that guy up. You wear an awesome
wrestling shirt to a punk show, and you're the biggest fucking star.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's fucking awesome, dude.
Because for some reason, there's a lot of like, even like the Against Me's like merch guy, he was talking to me like, I didn't see this week's NXT. How was the Dusty tournament? I'm like, oh yeah, that's fucking awesome. Finn Balor, Samoa Joe, they're going all the way. Then they're going to break up and feud.
Yeah, yeah. They were a good team.
Yeah.
They had really good chemistry together.
You see the subtlety in the backstage promo where Joe's like, hey, don't forget this belt.
Oh, yeah.
It's like Samoa Joe ain't getting that belt out of his eyes, so he knows.
He's going to get that belt.
He wants that fucking belt. Like, hey, you don't want this shit, nigga. I'm going to take it. That's what he subtly said.
Yeah.
Without saying
he's going to forget.
So to digress from Riot Fest right quick to NXT, because we like to jump around on this fucking show.
Oh, fuck
I think it's going to be Gable and Jordan against Joe and Balor. Balor's gonna fuck up and cost him the match. Joe's gonna be pissed and fucking turn on him and beat the shit out of him, which is gonna lead to them at the next TakeOver special in October or December, I think the next one is.
I thought it was in October.
The one in October is gonna be the finals of the tournament, and the one after that is gonna be in December, which is probably gonna be in the UK.
That's a good prediction. Jordan and Gable, I don't know what it was, but man, they were fucking on point in that match.
Yeah.
Like, I've liked them together just the last couple times that they just started tagging and shit.
Right.
Like, they were just beat for beat on fucking point, and they did that fucking finisher that they have, like, the best I've ever seen them do it.
That's a pretty sweet finish, too.
Yeah, like, Jason Jordan, he fucking did the back body or the belly to back suplex and like threw him up in the air like they normally do, but Chad Gable's usually just there waiting for the guy to come down and grab him and then bridge. He did like a subtle like 2-step run up to the guy and jumped in the air, which I really appreciated. I thought it looked fucking awesome.
Yeah,
like that, to actually run up and catch the guy and then into like a really good bridge. That I don't know, they just fucking hit it.
Definitely my pick to win.
Yeah.
And then they're going to probably feud with the Vault Villains over the titles. Mm-hmm. I could see that happening.
Yeah. I would like to see fucking Scott Dawson and Dash Wilder at least make it. I think they made it to the semifinals.
I don't even know if they're to the semifinals yet. Like, this.
Well, no, because they had a match.
Yeah,
they had a match, but wasn't televised.
They made it to the next round. It's not quite the semifinals yet. It's a 16-team tournament, so they're probably. Okay. I think they're going to be at like quarterfinals right now. Let me see if I can find the brackets.
I don't know why. I always think like the next one is the semifinals, and then I don't know.
Tag tournament brackets. And that shit is fucking insane.
I think they'll make it. I think they're going to make it pretty far. I don't think they're going to win it all. Not that I wouldn't like to see them win it all. Of course I would, because I really like those guys. But I think you're right. I think it's going to be Jason Jordan and Chad Gable versus.
So they beat Elias Sampson and Tucker Knight at a
Drifter.
Yeah,
which one's the Drifter? Yeah. Elias
Sampson. So they're gonna face the winner of Wesley Blake and Buddy Murphy versus the Vault Villains. Enzo and Cass versus Sawyer Fulton and Angelo Dawkins. Did they already do that match? We know who won that.
Yeah.
I wish I could find like a fucking up to date bracket of this shit.
I think Enzo and, because then they have a match just this last NXT.
I don't remember.
I thought they. I'm positive they won.
I can't spell takeover. Apparently, I spell it taker over.
Take her over the couch.
That's when I hardly know her.
I hardly know. Oh,
TakeOver Respect is the next one. Okay, cool. I found the full brackets.
Yeah.
All right. So the quarterfinals. There's probably spoilers. So the quarterfinals are Enzo and Cass against Balor and Joe. Vault Villains versus the Mechanics.
Yep.
Hype Bros versus Jordan and Gable, and Corbin and Rhino against Tommaso Ciampa and Johnny Gargano.
That's awesome. Yeah. I love that they're I'm more so Tommaso Ciampa. I'm not 100% familiar with Johnny Gargano, other than I've heard his name thrown around.
I've seen him at Chikara shows, and that's about it. Yeah, I've seen a lot of Chikara shit.
Yeah, yeah. Should we call him like Mata One?
Mata Prime.
Jump. Yeah, Mata Prime.
Mata before he got dipped in the fucking Ninja Turtle ooze.
Yeah, before he drank the ooze.
Yeah.
He must have drank all of it. I would like to see
who
the mechanics.
That bitch. That Shredder had, was that just some hoe that was?
That was just some. That was just some hoe that was
turtles.
At a,
like,
yeah, that was
what
at
you
a.
Been doing?
She was at a Vanilla Ice concert, and remember, like Mikey walked by and fucking like grabbed her and fucking pulled her up on stage.
Yeah.
And fucking like her homeboy's like her dude is just like, what's happening? Why are you leaving me for this giant reptile? But
can we get back on track right quick?
Oh, I suppose we could.
Yeah.
I saw Billy Idol
on Saturday.
Oh, he was there?
Yeah, he was before System. And I didn't realize how many Billy Idol songs I know.
Like, oh, really?
You think you know Billy Idol, you just think Rebel Yell and White Wedding. Mm-hmm. But like fucking Eyes Without a Face and Flesh for Fantasy is just like dope ass songs that I don't remember that I knew.
Yeah, yeah.
And
we did. I'm sorry. We did White Wedding when we played my buddy's wedding at a Voodoo Lounge.
Nice.
Yeah, we did White Wedding. I think I fucked it up at some point, but I don't. You know, I don't think I did.
That's a dope song though.
I like that song. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
He's so fucking old.
Is he?
He's so fucking old. He took his shirt off and shit. I'm like, why are you taking your shirt off? It's not 1983.
Go pop this off. Just go pop that shirt off.
Pop that shirt off. He put on the fucking white button up with nothing underneath and shit. Like, had that shit open. Like, Billy Idol, come on, man. Like, it's cool. You're in your 50s. It's cool. Just be 50.
Yeah, just be 50. You just keep your shirt on, dude.
Iggy Pop can keep his shirt off because that's Iggy Pop. That's what he does. He's been a skeleton since the 60s.
He's been established as a shirtless man.
Yeah, I don't think he
owns... I suppose Billy Idol has, too. I mean...
No, Billy Idol wears the fucking leather jacket and shit.
Yeah,
Iggy Pop doesn't own a shirt. He's like Randy Bobandy.
Bobandy.
He's allergic to shirts.
Shirts give him a rash.
Yeah.
Oh God, Bo Bandy. That's got to be coming back soon. I think like October or November. But hey,
and Snoop Dogg's gonna be in it, which brings me to our next story.
Yeah,
of Snoop Dogg cutting a promo on the sound guy at Riot Fest, and I can actually pull up the video on the YouTubes. Jim, would you like to hear Snoop Dogg cut a promo and light a blunt?
I would. I would like to hear all those things.
Okay. Let's see how awesome this sounds. If I can find it in my history. There we go. Snoop Dogg goes off at Riot Fest. Feast your ears on this. The Randy horns.
That's so
Randy.
Randy. That was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
That was fucking awesome.
Let me light this blunt up. My nerves are bad. Oh, that shit was funny. Yeah. Well, I'm kind of missing Snoop Dogg because I had to see Tenacious D. That wasn't even an option. So I'm walking to leave to go to the Alkaline Trio after party show. And Snoop Dogg's still playing. So I'm like, let me listen to Snoop. Because I could still make Alkaline Trio.
Yeah.
And that shit happens right when I get there. And then he plays a couple more songs and he's like, y'all put your motherfucking lighters in the air and sing along with me. And he cut his ass off right then. Fucking stage went dark.
What did he do?
Dude, I wish I knew.
Oh, right.
I was so far back. Like, I was walking past the crowd because I was leaving, like I said. So I was behind the majority of the crowd.
Right.
There were still people scattered around listening, but I was like, I could only see the screen as I was watching him. That's how I saw that he lit the blunt. Because Modest Mouse is playing next, and they just cut his shit off, and then Modest Mouse started.
I don't expect Snoop will be back at Riot Fest.
I don't think so either. I wish I was in that crowd just like to see Snoop's reaction.
Yeah.
To when his shit just got cut off. If he just walked the fuck off, or if he started yelling at motherfuckers. He pulled out a gun and started shooting.
God Magic Juan hit somebody with the fucking pimp cup. And God
Magic Juan wasn't there, but he did have dancing bitches shaking
their asses. You don't think he was there. He was there. You just didn't
see him. I don't know if Don Magic Juan hangs out with him anymore. I don't know. Don Magic Juan hasn't really been around. Yeah.
I haven't know that.
Yeah, Don Magic Juan don't do shit no more. Pimps Up, Hoes Down was like fucking 15 years ago.
I know. I went to that show. He did nothing but fucking dance around the stage. That's like all he did. That was his only function. I just thought he was like fucking like Jerome or something to fucking Morris Day, that he was just like always there for Snoop at shows and shit, like a mascot.
I did see Bootsy Collins playing a lot of P-Funk songs.
Right on.
His whole band was in fucking spacesuits with fucking helmets on. They took their helmets off. He came out wearing like fucking whatever Bootsy Collins wears. He changed like 3 times. At one point, he was wearing what looked like a Klansman hood and a Blackhawks jersey. But it was like he was wearing like a red robe with a Blackhawks jersey over it.
That's awesome. The fucking, did you see Merle Haggard?
I did see Merle Haggard.
Really?
So,
yeah. Whoa, T-Bird.
I'm here.
Are you? Okay, sorry, you went blank there for a second. You muted out for a second. All right. How was that, though? Just a little bit.
I know, what was that?
Yeah. Oh, really? How was it?
It was Merle Haggard, old man playing fucking music, talking about...
That's why I can't believe he's a Riot Fest.
Okie from the Skokie. Like, he was singing like a Pro War song, which is weird, at a punk rock festival. I'm like, I don't know how this shit will fly.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess, I don't know. Probably okay. Nobody rushed the stage and beat up an old man. He's
gonna pop either, though. So.
I guess that's something.
Let's talk about some wrestling.
How about that wrestling?
Raw.
Season
premiere of Monday Night Raw, which makes
the season,
premiere. The finale, which is why we're doing it big with this Dean Ambrose movie. At the main event of the show. So keep listening. You guys will hear a review of 12 rounds, 3. Lockdown.
Yeah.
12 rounds with a vengeance.
12 rounds with a vengeance. It's a good day to 12 rounds.
Live free and 12 rounds. 12 rounds-er.
12 rounds-ier.
Highlights of Raw. Xavier Woods playing Pink Panther on trombone.
Oh my, Xavier Woods in general, New Day in general, just saved that show for me. Like, it was
Kevin Owens.
The rest of it was shit, but
Kevin
like
Owens.
Kevin Owens promo against Ryback.
I don't know why, but I'm a big Ryback fan. I can't explain it.
There's something dumb and
he has something.
He's like Ultimate Warrior almost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
It's some like weird intensity, like Ultimate Warrior used to have, but like
Kona Crush.
Yeah, Yeah. He would have been a part of Demolition or something.
But if you think about it, if Ryback was around in the mid-90s, he would be, like, the best in the world because guys in the mid-90s WWF weren't that good.
Yeah, like Manatar and
Ryback compared to guys like Daniel Bryan and Seth Rollins just seems like a shitty big guy. But I like him way more than Sheamus.
He's got something fun about him. There's an air of like he's the big guy. He's tough, but he can kind of like crack off every once in a while. Crack wise.
He's like the guy from like the Jock Clique that will hang out with the nerds.
He's fun to watch. He really is. Like, and I gave him a lot of shit for a while, but just in the last like 2 or 3 years, I'm like probably more close to 2 years. I've been like, you know what, this guy's, you know what, he's all right.
I'll watch him right. Every day over Sheamus as long as he's not wrestling Big Show or Miz.
Yeah.
If he's just goofing off in the ring, not backstage. Because mm-hmm. when he's backstage, there's a whole don't look at the camera or don't look at the announcer. So he just looks away and just stares off into space.
I hate
it's
that.
It's so weird. It's unnatural.
It is weird. Yeah. But you know what? I think it almost works for Ryback. Just like it's like he's stepping into the danger like zone, you know?
Just talking.
Like Ultimate Warrior, just like fucking just off in another fucking plane of existence and shit. But no, that was a fun promo.
Super quick, feel free to jump in. Authority promo, they ran down what's going to happen on the show. New Day versus Primetime Players for the tag titles.
New Day, Triple H dance like this, McMahon. Stephanie
dancing is always awesome and trying to clap on feet, but failing miserably.
Yeah. White girls, man. And white girls. Real quick. Xavier Woods is so fucking awesome. I wish he was wrestling more, but I almost wish he wasn't.
Do you know the name of the New Day's finisher?
I don't know what they're doing. What? Do they have a name for it?
The report is called the Midnight Hour.
That's great. I guess because it's the end of the day, or it's the beginning of the day.
Remember Booker T's fucking ballet Midnight from WCW?
Oh my God, I do. I completely forgot about that. Oh my God, I totally forgot about that. But no, fucking Xavier Woods when what was it? Big E like sidestepped Darren Young and threw him into the post like while Xavier Woods was distracting the ref or something or other. And he runs, and he's like, runs up with the trombone and looks like keeps looking at Darren. What happened to Darren? What happened to Darren? Just the way it was said, it was making me laugh so fucking hard. And then Big E had to start like sneaking like a cartoon, and he had to start playing the Pink Panther. It blew my mind. How much I fucking loved it goddamn much. Oh my God, it's so good. I love that shit.
You get a medal. There you go.
That bone was the smartest fucking investment they ever made. That's the fucking best thing ever. Have you watched his YouTube show yet?
I watch it all the time.
Yes. I was a little bit behind. I watched like several of them today.
I tried watching the Madden tournament, but I hate football so much.
It was good. Watch it because it's really funny.
I know, but it was late and I had to be at work or something. So I turned it on. I was like,
when it's not late, turn it on and watch it because Kofi gives him so much shit because he's like, Xavier doesn't do football games either. So Kofi beat him, but through the whole video, he's doing nothing but talking shit to Xavier Woods, and he's getting so fucking mad. It was great. Oh, so, and then fucking Jimmy Uso comes in behind him and starts talking shit, and Sizzle comes in. I love that, Sizzle. That's awesome. But watch it when you get a chance. It's really
Sizzle
fun.
Talks exactly like my Verizon rep at work. Really? It's calling people like player and talking like that. And even white guy.
Talking in rhymes.
Talking in rhymes, but it's more the cadence of how he talks.
Right. Yeah. Right. Player.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, know what I'm saying?
Banks defeated Paige. Gotta love Sasha Banks. Wyatt family on Miz TV.
Oh, yeah.
Roman Reigns cut a decent promo on the Wyatts. Basically, they have.
Which I thought was going to be way stupider than it was, but it turned out not too bad. Yeah, it was actually not too bad. I kind of thought, like, I liked how he just told him to not sit down and just got in his face the whole time, and that was great. I wonder
who it is.
I was just about to ask you the same thing. I saw somebody made a meme online that it was Samoa Joe, just as like a goof, I'm sure. But how awesome would that fucking be? Yeah, I know it's not gonna happen, but like, it was just like the meme was like Dean and Roman standing next to each other, and it was just like, who are we gonna get for our partner? And then the next. And then, like, the next picture was Samoa Joe, and he's just like, I'm on my way.
The only thing that makes sense, and I think I said this last week, is Eric Rowan.
Yeah.
So you can have the white sheep against the black sheep. I don't know. Mm-hmm. It'll be super anticlimactic, but I think that's pretty much... I wouldn't get my dick hard for thinking, like, it's going to be The Rock or, like, Dan O'Brien or...
Oh, man. Oh, how awesome would that be if it was The Rock or Dave O'Brien? Stone Cold. For no reason. Oh, just comes in, stuns all three of them, and it's over.
Cena and Sheamus, I didn't even know this match happened until it was over.
Oh, dude, let's see.
I was doing stuff. I was working.
That match happened right around dinner time. So I went, like, it worked out perfectly for me. I went to the kitchen, got me a big ass piece of chicken and a chicken leg and some mashed potatoes and got something to drink, came back in, and I just sat there and I just ate. I didn't look at the TV once.
I had some guy that didn't know how to print from his tablet. I was trying to explain it to him for like 15 fucking minutes. And I came back and John Cena has him in the STF and Sheamus is tapping. I'm like, oh, look at that. Let me take out the trash.
Yeah.
And that's when it was the Ryback Kevin Owens promo. So I missed the part where Ryback sang, but I saw when Kevin Owens came out and said, hey, I read this book, The Secret, and it's a fucking bunch of garbage, and anybody who reads it is fucking weak. And then Kevin threw it on the ground, and Ryback was like, oh, you missed it. And so he kicked it. He's like,
and then the book jacket fell off.
Part. And Kevin Owens picked it up, balled it up, and threw it in his face. And said, yeah, I missed that time. Kevin Owens is so fucking awesome. Yeah. He's the fucking
best.
Man.
Even when he's the best kind of performer, because when he fucks up, he can save it. You know, that's the best. That's the performer you want to have. You know, you don't want somebody that if they fuck up a line, that's something. When I was in forensics in high school, that was something they always said to not do. If you fuck up a line, just keep on going.
That shit.
Don't go back and try to redo it, because then it just sounds stupid. That's why he's
awesome. Stuff with the Ascension happened, which leads into a pre-show match. Charlotte versus Nikki Bella ended in a stupid DQ. So Nikki Bella.
Yeah, just to fucking. Just to keep her and have a break of the record and erase AJ from the record books. Because they hate CM Punk that much. And
Cesaro versus Rusev was awesome.
Yeah, that was a good match.
Cesaro
Yeah.
with the fucking wacky Lucha Cradle, which is credited here as the inverted Chikara special. I liked Zick bringing Summer the present, and Summer like, no, I don't want that shit. He's like, all right, I'm just gonna sit on the table. And then after Rusev loses, fucking Ziggler kicks him in the face, and he's like selling on the outside, and Summer's trying to check on him. He's like, slowly looks to the back at the fucking present. She checks on Rusev, and she looks back again. And then she's helping him up, and then she grabs the shit and fucking walks out to the back. I didn't see her open it. What was in the present?
It was like a necklace or something. I wonder, like, what the hell is going on here if he's just, like, baiting her so, like, him and Lana can make her look like a fucking
maybe
idiot.
Maybe three way going.
yeah. Let's fucking.
There's gonna be like so much blonde pubes in some random hotel room in fucking Texas. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Big Show versus Sting and Sting's very first match on Raw.
It was a great episode of Monday Night Show,
you know? From 1997.
Yeah.
'98, right?
I don't think so. Yeah. And Sting was fucking like beating his ass and working him over pretty good, and then who was it? Somebody Rollins. Interfered. Oh, it's Seth Rollins interfered. And missed, and then John Cena came out to help him. Then it turned into a tag match just when you thought you were safe in a Raw main event from a tag match. Here's one. Which actually made sense. I kind of thought that if they really wanted to do a season premiere and they really wanted to kind of try and beat Monday Night Football, because they had two games on last night for Monday Night Football. And
I would have just did like Cena and Sting against fucking Rollins and Sheamus. That way you have like two babyface partners that are getting along, a frustrated heel champion, and a guy that's teasing to take his fucking belt away from him as his partner.
Yeah.
To create some hostility and shit. I don't know. I think it would have been a little bit better than having
a
DQ 2-minute match with him and Big Show leading into a match. Mm-hmm.
Or they could have done their favorite handicap match with Seth Rollins and the New Day, bring New Day back out. I'm totally so fucking in to the idea of Seth Rollins being with the New Day as like the new authority. Every time I think about it, I'm just like, why isn't this happening?
Well, they did dance with the New Day, so it might be happening.
They did dance with the New Day, so hopefully it's going to happen soon. But the picture of them next to the picture of Scar with the hyenas from Lion King, I was just like, oh my God, why aren't we doing this? Let's book the fuck out of this now. This is awesome.
You know what we are doing. So you know what we are doing, Jim.
Gonna review something?
Review Dean Ambrose's magnum opus. 12 rounds, yeah. 3. It's locked opus. Down.
Now. TNA pack 12 rounds, 3 lockdown.
It's TNA.
This was a pretty good movie. I really liked this movie.
So this is a part of WWE and Lionsgate's Action Six Pack. This is the second one.
Yeah.
All the ones we have been reviewing before, because I've been doing research, have been like Samuel Goldwyn films, if you notice the fucking distribution fucking tag at the beginning. And those have been shitty. That's been like fucking Reunion, Chaperone, Knucklehead, Bending the Rules.
Yeah.
Those are all Samuel Goldwyn. Lionsgate did the fucking Leprechaun one, but that was a piece of shit. But
the
Action Six Pack started with Vendetta, which was dope. And the second one is 12 Rounds 3, which is fucking incredible.
This one was Vendetta.
Big Show beating the shit out of a woman in 10 minutes into the movie.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah, beating up Superman. Yeah. Using a fucking child support gun as a real gun. Okay.
Big Show shooting gun still just makes me laugh. I don't know why.
I know. It's because it's weird.
It's funny.
It's funny. Weird.
His big meat.
Yeah.
Because even on Raw, when he held up his fist, like, here's a solution. It's like, his fucking hand is ridiculous. Imagine if his wife was in this thing. She would be dead. Yeah, her vagina would be dilapidated.
If it hasn't already. She's fucking a giant. Which, like, you know, I was thinking about this last night watching Raw. Like, watching Big Show now and watching Show as the giant in 97 is like watching two different people. The giant, obviously he's younger back then. He was moving around like so well. And like now he can barely run.
He moves around pretty well for a guy his size and his age.
He was like doing like one jump over the ropes just to get into, like, get out of the ring and shit.
But again, that was 20 years ago.
Every exactly, now and then he'll pull out,
like, a flip bump. And even on SummerSlam when he did that fucking Tanahashi flip for the second rope.
Yeah.
It's like he's determined to show that, hey, I'm not just some old guy that should retire. I mean, I give Big Show his credit where he deserves it, but that's a big nigga.
Yeah, but he's just so god awful boring.
I mean, when you watch the same nigga do the same shit for 20 years, you can get bored.
Yeah.
But hey, I mean, my nigga had longer run than Andre, so.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Definitely. But this movie we're talking about Dean Ambrose. The fucking Titty Master, Dean Ambrose, who I swear could quit wrestling tomorrow and go straight to movies. He was awesome in this. He had, like, a lot of charisma that John Cena just does not have.
I didn't hate 12 Rounds 1. I thought it was an okay movie. Was it good? Probably not. Did it have some good action sequences? Yes. Was John Cena better than he was in the reunion? Definitely. But...
yeah.
He
seemed like he talked more in that movie than he did in the reunion. Didn't seem like he talked at all in the reunion.
He didn't want to be there.
Yeah, right.
Let's talk about this awesome movie though. Let's not dwell on the you can go back and start review of the reunion and 12 Rounds 1.
Yeah. But this time 12 Rounds 3 refers to how many bullets Dean has in the one gun that he has.
A game called 12 Rounds, which I think 12 Rounds 2.
Right.
Reloaded might be, but I'm not sure because I'm never going to watch that movie.
I'm kind of glad that they didn't do like the fucking like 12 round game or whatever this time, because that's kind of what I thought was going to happen. So when we open up, we find out that he's been gone.
Open up with a black dude breaking into
some
who's watching football. And turns off the game, in the middle of the game, just go fucking get a drink and go to bed. Like, who does that? I'm not a football fan, but I would assume if you're watching a football
game, not a lot of people would stop.
I mean, you wouldn't just stop the middle of the game just to go to bed. Like, you
finish
the game, right?
I've never been to, like, any fucking Super Bowl party or any just barbecue where we're just watching afternoon football, watching, like, Chiefs or who, you know, just all day football. I've never been over to somebody's house where they're just like in the middle of the game, oh, I'm tired, click it off and tell everybody to leave and then just go to bed.
It was just weird to me.
But
it's the little things you gotta look at.
No, you're not crazy, because that I would be pissed. And so would everybody at that party. If somebody was just like, oh, I'm sleepy. Like, but you'd call this over here. Oh, I know, but I'm tired. I would beat that guy's ass.
But a black guy named Elijah Burke and some dudes breaking this dude's house. Black dude is doing his best Denzel Washington Training Day impression.
Yeah, he's really trying.
This is pretty much like Training Day 3 Reloaded or Lockdown. Yeah.
Loaded on lockdown.
Denzel Washington will be played by the dude from Arrow.
Diggle.
Well, not Diggle, some cop from Arrow. One of
Is that dude a cop on Arrow? Was he the fucking captain or was he just a cop?
In Arrow, I think he was just a cop.
Arrow, I was thinking because they're
Hilton. Yeah, 9 episodes.
I bet you he's the one that gets killed in like the first or second season. Yeah. Like, he was supposed to go Christmas shopping or something, and then he had to go take care of this, and he told Lance, it was just like, all right, but you got to cover for my wife for me this time.
That is him. Yeah.
Okay.
So they go into his house and he's like, hey, where are them files at? And he's like, I don't know what you're talking about. And I didn't know what he was talking about either. And they shoot him in the knee. He's like, oh, it's upstairs in a safe. Here's the combination. And so they shoot the shit for a while, and he's like, hey, where's your gun at? And then he's like, oh, it's in that drawer. And so...
Yeah, like he doesn't know what the fuck is coming, you know? Like, oh, yeah, it's right over there. Just
put it. He shoots the cabinet. He's like, oh, you just shot at a police officer. He's like, no, I didn't. And...
Oh, what are you talking about?
And...
what's going on? You know goddamn well.
They find this laptop that has, like, all this incriminating shit with the dude on it, black dude, Denzel Washington.
And then they just shoot it. Now, you're way more you're technically inclined. That wouldn't just wipe the system.
Unless they shoot it directly, like, in the hard drive? No. If you shoot... Yeah. Shoot it in the power supply, which makes the laptop turn off, you can still take out that hard drive and get whatever's on it off the hard drive.
Yeah. Like, they have a whole fucking unit in fucking police work dedicated to shit like that. You know, like, they wouldn't be able to just, like, take the hard drive or take the laptop and do something on it. Because they just kind of shot at it wildly. Like, you know, they could have very well just grazed the hard drive, you know?
Fucking screen.
yeah. It's like, they're all erased now.
Sorry, it doesn't work that way.
God, you're the worst.
So then we meet Dean Ambrose, who's listening to a report of what we just watched on the radio. He's driving around in Bumblebee.
Driving around in Bumblebee from Transformers. He
plays the role of Sam Witwicky, all grown up.
Yeah, Shaw Witwicky. So this kid and his fucking girlfriend pull up next to Dean and is like revving his engine and fucking looking at him, flips him off and is like, yeah, come on, race me, loser. And Dean just kind of like looks at him, lifts up that fucking police shield. His girlfriend laughs at him because he just got totally emasculated and shit. He just drives off nice and slow, nice and easy. Yeah. Loved it. So he gets there and then he's been gone for 7 months, I think they said, because of a sting that went wrong where his rookie partner got shot and killed.
Also got shot.
He got shot, but he lived. And so he's been going through post-traumatic stress therapy or whatever. And he's just now been medically cleared to return back to work. But everybody at the police station is fucking mad at him because this rookie died on his watch and he didn't, which is like, how is that his fault?
Okay, I got shot too. At least I was trying. Shit. I tried to die. But I didn't. Leave me alone.
Yeah. Yeah. So everybody's pissed at him for no good reason.
Except this one kid who kind of disappears midway through the movie. Let's see. So they find some dude that looks like a Flash from Batman Begins finds a fucking credit card flash drive, which he said is $20 at Best Buy, which I know they don't sell at Best Buy. But let me see how much this credit card flash drive costs. It's like $20 at Best Buy. Credit card flash drive.
I've seen
them on Groupon before.
Yeah.
Ooh, this one's $92.
Damn. For a credit card flash drive?
Everyone I see is like a lot of money.
Damn, dude. No thanks. $92
for like a 2 gig flash drive, bro.
$92 for only 2 gigs.
8 gig.
Just because it's in the shape of a fucking credit card.
Shit.
Fuck you, technology. You can go fuck right off.
Okay, I'm on the Amazon. All right, it looks like they're a lot cheaper. That was just Google some bullshit price ones. This one looks like a Boeing Air Miles credit card for $12. So if I ever need to do some shitty shit, that's where it's going to be. Spoiler alert.
That's so stupid. So girl takes it to the evidence locker, signs it in, and whatever.
Dean's digging around on a computer looking at the police report of No, first he's like in the shooting range hanging out with fucking Elijah Burke. And he's like, oh, you still suck at shooting. You need to get a gun like me because I'm awesome at shooting. Yeah. And this gun kills people. So.
Because, you know, Dean's gun, it doesn't kill people. And no gun, you know, you can get one gun that kills people and then one gun that doesn't. I guess if Dean was shooting an airsoft gun, maybe that wouldn't kill anybody. Certainly break some skin. I know that, but that was just that was a weird line.
He's like, that gun only holds 12 rounds, so they could drop the title of the movie.
Yeah. He said. So Dean's walking back to his desk and he runs into Girl. And Girl's got a sheet, and she's just like, no, I've got to give this to Elijah Burke because it's from evidence, and he needs to know that, you know, it's in there from his bust or whatever the hell. And Dean takes it, she takes it, and then he goes to the evidence locker and signs it out to see what it is. Because he looked at it. That's what it was. He looked at it and saw that it was a weird flash drive. And, goes and he signs it out and then goes and plugs it in and finds out that Elijah Burke is not the upstanding cop that we all thought he was.
And then somebody calls Stooges off to him that there is this another piece of evidence and there's a flash drive while he's having sex with a naked white woman with titties out. So we get our first nudity in a WWE film.
Yeah, WWE films, nudity and fucking, interracial fucking. Black man
on white woman. The most diabolical.
Black man on white.
Any old white man. They hate seeing big titty blonde white women getting fucked by a black dude while rap music talking about Ric Flair is playing, which made me laugh. Like, I'm a pretty boy, call me Ric Flair. I'm like, Ric Flair.
I didn't catch that. That's awesome. I didn't catch that. Yeah. That's great. Taking all our sisters. Oh, shit. So, so he stopped mid-fuck to go head out to the police station.
White woman, we will never know.
Yeah, she's probably just there waiting on him to get back to finish the fucking. She's just laying in bed like, where the hell is he? If he doesn't get back here soon, he's not getting any more of my sweet white poon. So
she's just been flicking the bean for like hours waiting on him to get back.
Yeah. It's like red and chapped by the time he gets back. Oh, God.
These are all dried up by now.
It's a mess. It's just a mess in this guy's house. She's flicked it in every possible corner of this room just to kill time until he gets there.
Read me your notes. What happened next?
Well, let's see. Let's see.
So he calls like his boys, right?
Yeah, they get back and they go in.
And they see him. They see Dean in the elevator because he's going up to the fucking captain's office.
Yeah.
And the captain, unlike all the other WWE cop films, which is a screaming, angry black man from the 80s, this time it's a sexy white woman, captain.
Sexy white woman. You know, they don't put enough white women in movies. So he goes up there. She's gone. Then he starts to head back down stairs and he runs into Elijah Burke,
It was when he was going upstairs. He runs it. They run into each other on the elevator and he drops the credit
card. Yeah, I knew that.
And fucking, was it Colossus that picked it up? Like, oh, don't let this shit around your wife.
Colossus.
Like, hey, don't let your wife get one of these. Those things.
Yeah, because all I wrote down was Colossus just can't get more than one line in anything.
Yeah, more lines, didn't he?
Like, yeah, but I mean, it might as well have just been one.
He didn't have as many as dude from Dead Man on Campus.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's got Dead Man on Campus. The crazy guy has a lot of lines in this movie. Now, let's see. I'm trying to think what happened after that.
Okay, so they go to the evidence locker and they're like, can I get that fucking evidence that was just brought here? Like, oh, Dean Ambrose has that shit. And he's like, what the fuck?
And so, yeah, so he runs out and then he sends two of his guys after him. And he's up in the captain's office and coming back down. It gets stopped and was Elijah Burke pulls on him and he's got one of his dudes as like a human shield. Got one of Elijah Burke's men as a human shield or whatever. Was that after?
I don't know. Let me see if I can find this fucking movie. Oh, yeah. By the way, I downloaded a bunch of the promo class videos from NXT. So after we're done recording, I'm going to show you some of them.
Oh, right on.
You can see
sweet.
Angel Dawkins as Paige's bodyguard. And I mean, as Sasha Banks' bodyguard.
Right on. That's awesome.
Let me do what I usually do.
So
what happens? I'm going to go to the movie. So, yeah, Dean checks out the evidence. They go get the fucking shit. He's like, oh. They go back in the elevator like, oh, what the fuck? And nigga Dean has it. Let's go find this nigga. And so they're walking around. And let's see. Dean's going up. He's taking the stairs. And they're like,
okay, that's right. Dude fucking shoots up at him when he sees him. And so he has to turn around and go back.
Yep.
Then he runs into two other guys after that, I think.
Okay, yeah, I'm watching. Okay, so Dean goes upstairs. He sees the captain's not there. They pull the fire alarm to get everybody. Like, hey, make sure nobody gets out the building. He's like, oh, well, how come? Well, why is everybody gonna leave the building? And then fucking black dude pulls the fire alarm, and everybody leaves. Yeah. And then Dead Man on Campus dude fucking tells security guy to get the fuck out the chair, leave. He's like, oh, well, but there's a fire. He's like, no shit, get the fuck out.
Well, there's a fire. Yeah. I'll just sit there. Oh my god. So
they lock the building down, jam all cell phone signals,
and
turn off all the phones. So Dean is stuck in.
Now I didn't even notice that they jammed all the cell phone signals. I didn't notice that they said they had a jammer.
When they said that.
I didn't hear them say that. So I just thought they had shitty cell phone service inside this fucking police station. Which seems stupid at the time. And then, like, the rest of the way into the movie, they say they turned off the jammer. And it's like, oh, they had a jammer. Okay, well, that makes a lot of sense. So
Dean gets shot at. And he's like, oh, shit, I'd probably not be standing in this fucking stairway. And he's like, let's see how many bullets I have. 12 rounds. This is going to be a fun fucking night.
Looks like I've got 12 rounds, 3. Lockdown. It clicks. And so it just says the whole title.
12 rounds, and it's locked down.
And it's locked down.
So one of the dudes by the elevator fucking holds the gun up to his back, and then black dude shows up. And he's like, I'm not a cop killer or some shit. And then Dean's like, oh, what the fuck ever. You're going to jail for this shit. And I'm paraphrasing, by the way. And so he fucking...
He's like,
hey, don't forget, I don't fucking miss. And so he shoots at Dean Ambrose, and the homeboy who he's using as a human shield gets fucking shot and jump in the elevator.
Yeah.
And he dies in the elevator.
Dean tries to save him, but he can't do it.
Because he's a cop, not a doctor, damn it.
Damn it. Now, after that, they
shut down the elevator.
And he crawls out through the vent or something. Does like a, pulls a fucking Bruce Willis.
There's a lot of Bruce Willis going on.
Yeah. He's got that Bruce Willis about him. He really does.
Thinning hair.
Except, you know, Dean Ambrose probably isn't as much a dick as Bruce Willis is.
He might be. You never know.
Yeah, probably not.
Oh, so the Dean goes to his fucking locker room. Oh shit, that's big ass fly.
That's what he said. That's what he said in this movie. He's like, man, I really wish they hadn't locked this down. Oh, that's a big ass fly. How would you get in here? And I can't get out.
This is when he fights fucking Colossus. And he fucking wraps a towel around his hand, gets the gun out of his hand. I don't know why Dean doesn't.
Oh, no, he didn't. That wasn't Colossus he was fighting. That dude was actually on like a couple episodes of Supernatural a few seasons ago.
All white people look the same. That's all like, right? Colossus is the tiniest movie anyway.
Yes, yeah, we've all established that all races look exactly alike.
All the dudes except fucking Dead Man on Campus are white dudes with short hair.
Yeah, they all
and look, fucking 5 o'clock shadows.
Yeah, if it's not somebody that I recognize like immediately,
They all look fucking the same.
I can't wait till we get to the point where he fights Colossus because it was probably the best part of the movie. With
Colossus, I thought that was Colossus
on top
of the roof.
The fight on top of the roof because that one was awesome. He's
exactly
fighting
the dude that he fights in the fucking gym, like exactly like.
Yeah, they both have beards, Colossus
same fucking beard.
Colossus is way taller than everybody, so
he's not as big
but,
in the X-Men movies though.
Yeah, they make him look a lot bigger in the X-Men movies. Probably because he's puts on the armor skin and shit.
Right.
They probably beef him up. But anyway, this was a really good fight. Like Ambrose knows how to sell everything. He gets beat up pretty bad, but then like it's just a fucking brawl, and then he turns around and he fucking has a fucking dumbbell plate and fucking just smacks this dude right across the fucking face with it.
And he uses it to block, and he just hurts his little hand. That was awesome.
Yeah.
And he wails him with the fucking plate.
Yeah. Dumbbell plate or whatever.
Does he die from that? I don't know.
No! He comes back like two or three scenes later.
I guess that's
perfectly fine.
Folks look the same because they keep not dying.
Yeah. He came back perfectly fine. Didn't have a mark on him. He got hit with a weight. Like at least easily a 35-pound weight.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Was that? Yeah. Like easily a 35-pound weight. That would have shattered someone's skull or at least jaw, you know? Like, that dude would have been fucked. Like, it would have hit his jaw and knocked him out at the same time for, like, ever. He would have been knocked out for a long, probably for this entire process. Like, but, so yeah, that was pretty funny. But, so from here, he goes.
He finds that girl, right?
Yeah, he finds that girl. And she thinks that he has something to do with it because he's holding the gun. But he pulls on her and says, just turn around, put your hands on your head. And he takes what he thinks is her gun off of her, and it's a goddamn stun gun, which will come into play later in the most awesome fucking way possible. So he takes that from her, and he's just like,
I didn't realize that's what happened.
That was like probably, other than the Colossus thing, probably the best goddamn thing in this movie. Probably the coolest thing I've seen in any action movie, really, to be totally honest. But anyway, so he just tells her, go and hide. That's it. Just go and hide while he takes care of her.
She does a shitty job of that.
Oh, yeah, she does a very piss poor job of hiding. Because she fucking goes right up to Elijah Burke and is like, oh, I ran into Shaw, and Elijah snitched out on him. And fucking, so he brings her into the control room with Dead Man on Campus. And I love we're just calling this guy by the entire title of a movie. But it's, because I can't remember what his name was in the movie. Was it Darrow?
Yeah.
Okay. I just remember, you guys just ever feel like humping a couch? You know, it was just like humping everything. That's all.
Throwing fifth those panties and white
so,
boots.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. They bring him in there, patch him through into the PA, and he gets to talking to her, and he's just like, you're brand new. Are you married? You know, how old are you? 23. Are you married? Yes. His name's Brad or Brent or whatever, B-Rad or something. I don't know. But like, he's just like, so you better fucking, you know, you better step out so we can see you. And he cocks the pistol and fucking starts counting to three. He gets to two, and Dean fucking jumps out in full view of the cameras so the dead man on campus can fucking see him. And he fucking shoots a girl anyway.
Yep, right in the face.
That actually kind of made me sad. Like, I know she didn't do much, but I was like, oh, bum me out. No, I actually thought she was going to wind up helping Dean. Just as like, you know, a fucking badass cop bitch, you know?
Earlier to be like, hey, shit's going down. His friend from the beginning who had the fucking flash drive, the reason he knew the flash drive even existed, she disappears. Like, we never see her again.
No. Never.
So, chick is dead. They're going after Dean. Blah, 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 blah. Dean gets...
Yeah, there's a lot of running around and hiding. Yeah, and then he goes into the office... And finds somebody's shirt, tears it up, and makes a fucking tourniquet for himself. Blah blah blah. More running and getting shot at.
He's in like the lab, and then they come in there and they're shooting at him like crazy. Dean takes one out with a headshot, which is fucking sweet. They're blasting on him. He's like, "Oh, you looking at that door? Is that your way out?" He's like, oh, that's an option. And so they're slowly approaching him. He fucking takes his taser, shoots Brolin that he shot in the face with the taser, and it makes his dead body spasm so much that he pulls the trigger of the machine gun he was holding, fucking shooting a bunch of chemicals and shit, making them explode in everybody's fucking dirty-ass face.
It was the coolest fucking thing I've ever seen. I've never seen that in any like major fucking motion picture action movie. Not once has anybody tased a dead body, causing it to shoot people. That was the coolest shit fucking ever.
The Django kind of did that, but he just shot dude to make him shoot people.
Right. Wait a minute. Where in Django we did that? Where in Django?
During the shootout at Candyland.
Oh, where he just grabbed somebody's hand and then
The dude that was dead on the ground. Laying on the ground, he kept shooting them, and when he was shooting them, he was fucking shooting also. That happened.
I remember that. Yeah, but that wasn't as cool as this.
This is pretty dope. I don't want to sell the Master short.
Oh my god. That was fucking so badass.
Dean goes through the vents, goes to the fucking mainframe, trying to send the flash drive out to internal affairs. They shut him down. I'm trying to go back to this movie. They trace him to the mainframe. He gets out to the fucking roof. Then he calls the captain and says, hey, fucking Burke is dirty.
You know I didn't do this. You know me.
Right.
I'm not a cop killer. I'm not just doing this to do this. Like, there's a whole reason behind it. And about that time, he hears Colossus coming up. And Colossus is walking around, and he's checking underneath stuff. And I think he radios in at one point, oh, I can't find him up on the roof. And then Dean Ambrose fucking comes off the top with the flying elbow and drops Colossus, and they have this awesome fight. It's like badass fucking brawl.
A lot of jiu-jitsu.
Where the end result was another cool-ass fucking moment in this movie where he fucking pulls every pin off of a fucking grenade that he had on his flak jacket.
He holds
it up to him and just kind of dangles him. He's just like, oh, what up, Colossus? Boom! Blows the fuck up. Completely obliterated. There's not a single body part to be had after this explosion. It was awesome. It reminded me of, did you ever watch Punisher Warzone? Okay, that's a fucking badass movie that you should check out. That one is really good. There's a moment where like he's chasing some like parkour guys, and Punisher pulls out an entire bazooka.
I just watched Colossus explode, by the way. That's why I just laughed. Yeah.
Oh really? It's satisfying, right?
He just turns to nothing.
But fucking in Punisher Warzone, Punisher shoots one guy with a single fucking rocket launcher. Just one guy, and uses one entire rocket, and this guy's like doing a flip from one building to the other, and he fucking catches him mid flip and just obliterates him.
Boom.
It's fucking great. I love that part of this movie where he just blew the fuck up.
Kevin McAllister fucking took some wires all out of a fucking plug and it put them on a doorknob. So when homeboy grabbed the doorknob, he got fucking electrocuted and died.
Yeah, he did.
Like my favorite part of Die Hard 1, the hero and the villain have a sit down talk and shit. So he fucking gets the drop on Burke, has him drop his guns, fucking handcuffs him, and they go on the elevator. And then they have their little "we're not so different, you and I" talk. Just like when homeboy talked to Bruce Willis in the fucking...
Hans Gruber. Elijah Burke did see Dean Ambrose's reflection of him putting the flash drive credit card in his back pocket or whatever. Or in his left back pocket. He saw the reflection in the wall or whatever of him doing that. And so they go all the way down to that meeting room with Dead Man on Campus and Elijah Burke. Because they're in that elevator. Oh, yes. And he's just like, what I tell you on your first day? You never handcuff somebody behind their back. Which, honestly, that's what you're supposed to do. That's what you're supposed to do. That's how you handcuff somebody if you're a cop. And so he's just like, I told you never to handcuff them behind their hands because you can never see what they're doing. And he fucking slips a handcuff key out, unlocks his fucking cuffs, and they have this fucking fight in the elevator. Good elevator fight. So then he gets the upper hand on Dean Ambrose, and then that's when they go into the boardroom or meeting room or whatever.
Well, no.
Debriefing.
Then they have another fight where, another shootout where homegirl, she gets fucking...
The girl that's on their team. The one girl that's on their team. Her and Dean Ambrose get into it. And then she's trying to like wrestle his gun away and he just fucking pops her in the stomach.
And then dude pulls a knife on Dean and Dean stabs fucker right in the fucking neck.
That was awesome.
It was fucking raw.
Yeah.
So now at this point, it's pretty much fucking Burke and Dead Man on Campus left. And so how did they get fucking Dean? I'm blanking, so I'm going through this shit. Oh yeah, he was going to the elevator. Fucking Dead Man on Campus is on the elevator and fucking Burke puts a gun behind him.
Oh right.
And he's like, you think you can get one off before I can? He's like, I don't give a fuck, so I'm gonna take one of y'all niggas with me.
Yeah, because he heard, because the elevators got shut off, and then he heard him power back up. And he went over to get on the elevator.
Fucking Burke is in contact with fucking Matthews and the chief. He's like, you got like fucking 5 minutes to get this shit done, or I'm sending SWAT in. So now they're in fucking panic mode. They got to get this shit fucking done.
And so they get him and they go into the boardroom now. And, he tells him to hand over the credit card, and he's got the gun. So Dean hands over the credit card thing, and old boy snaps it in two and smashes it, steps on it, and he looks at Dean's gun and he's just like, oh, I thought you, like, you only had 12 rounds or some shit. And he's like, you only got 2 rounds left. And he's just like, yeah, I'm saving one for you and one for you, you know. And they get in a scuffle. He gets the gun back and shoots Dead Man on Campus.
Yeah, Dead Man on Campus is dead in this movie.
Is dead in this movie.
So now fucking SWAT is coming in. And so it's about to go down. So SWAT rolls in. They're popping off at Dean. Dean's like, last motherfucking round. And so he's running. They shut down the power. So now the jammers are gone. He calls the captain like, hey, bitch, shit's going down. Yeah, get me the fuck out of here. I'm all out of evidence because he broke the flash drive. She's like, meet me in the back of the building in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Which was like 3 seconds.
Yeah, it didn't take long for him to get 10 down minutes. There.
And so they meet up. And she's like, oh, what the fuck? And then she pulls a gun on him.
Yeah, pulls a gun on Dean.
And he's like, oh, so you're dirty too? He's like, who do you think fucking runs all this shit?
The entire fucking police force is goddamn dirty.
Fucking Serpico, Dean Ambrose. And then...
And fucking... the captain or the chief? Yeah, the chief. Elijah Burke comes in first.
And then he's like, oh, well, I guess one good thing came out of this. Gave me a chance to get rid of fucking Matthews. And he shoots bitch right in the fucking gut. And and then they have he pretty much says everything he has to say, pretty much incriminating himself. Like, I'm not going to let nobody get in my way. Not the dude I killed in the beginning.
Yeah.
Not fucking you. Not this bitch right here.
Not Fremont, not Williams, not...